Hello, Mike. Hello, JF. JF, this is addressed to you. I have an exciting new job opportunity for you. I would like to hire you full-time as my grocery store coach. I'm willing to pay you a salary of around $8 a month, paid via Patreon, of course. I'm currently looking to hire, somebody for this position by the end of December. So if you could let me know, get back to me with your answer, by then, you would be my first choice. So, thank you very much. Love the show.
Hey everybody, welcome to YKS. The newly employed JF here with, layabout Mike Hale. Mike.
Layabout.
I couldn't think of what to say about you.
Nice man. Cool. Cool. He's still got some of his hair left. Most of his teeth.
I wouldn't be drawing attention to any of that stuff. Obviously, I don't need that. I don't need that on my plate. Mike, what's going on? You were just. I don't want to tell tales out of school. You were just putting your hood over your head. Is that true? Am I right for saying that?
That's right, JF. I got an appliance repair person on the way, so we're getting dressed while we're doing the.
And it's 1:45 in the afternoon, but sometimes getting dressed is a thing that happens a little bit later on in the day. Sometimes
people have different lives, you know. Do you know that people in Australia, it's like nighttime there now, so it's normal for them to be
right
waking up, going to bed, whatever.
It's normal for them to be waking up and going to bed.
What?
So it kind of seems like you actually don't know what it's normal to do anywhere or at any time. Is kind of what it sounds like to me. Mike, I'm excited to start on my new career path of working at the store. That's something I've been looking forward to for a long time. Every time I go in there and it says now hiring,
and you think, what if?
I do think for maybe about 5 seconds until I remember that you would have to look at customers. That would be sort of one of the main drawbacks, yeah. I think.
And you would also have a boss.
Yeah.
So it's not like you go in there and you like own the building now or something. It's like some guy is like telling you what to do.
Yeah. Now that you mentioned it, I guess I was imagining sort of owning the grocery store and being like, hey, I kind of want the pretzels up here rather than down here.
Sir, right away, Mr. JF.
That's right.
I could get used to this.
Driving around my golf cart through the fucking aisles of the store.
And it's not even a big enough store. It's like a Kroger with it. knocking shit over.
I did see this week, I was browsing a website called reddit.com. This is basically the front page of the internet.
Oh, nice. Did you have your fedora hat on while you did it?
Yeah. Yeah. What else did I have?
You had your fedora hat. You had a fedora hat.
Had a fedora hat.
Hat.
I was looking at reddit.com, front page of the internet. And I saw something on Life Pro Tips. Now, Life Pro Tips is what's called a subreddit. Okay, this is basically a place you can go to learn about life. Okay?
How to cook an egg. Did you see that? Late, not to cut off your whole story that you were launching into. I can tell right away it was boring, so I'm gonna interject my own awesomer story.
Looking forward to it. Yeah,
it's not that great.
I know.
I already know the end of my story. I'm going to tell you it's not that great. But the who was the? There was some like wiener online the other day. Whose job it was? She has like a school in San Francisco that teaches adults how to like boil water and stuff.
Oh yeah,
I forget who that was.
Yeah,
pretty funny though.
Was that it?
What did you have something to say?
Oh, I didn't. So there was a thing the other day. I forget what it was. Anyways. Ow. The end. And the fucked up part is I do know what you're talking about. Yeah. And I know exactly the same amount of stuff that you know about it.
Interesting story, huh?
And I agree that it's better than what I'm going to say. But I was looking on Reddit and I saw the Life Pro Tips and I saw this. The post itself has now been deleted, but unfortunately the person put the entire content of the post in the title, so it was maintained for historical value. So they've been owned by not knowing the rules of this chat board. Life Pro Tip. As a picker for an online grocery store orders, we are trained to give you items that are expiring the soonest, since people shopping in-store don't pick those items. Take the time to go inside and buy your perishable items. And this was deleted. I think the person maybe was like, I should delete my entire account after posting something that is, by the way, very obviously true.
Yeah.
There can almost be, I would say, no debate about this fact.
Why would they delete it then?
I think it's just one of those things where it's like you go.
They got to them.
I didn't expect to get this much attention. There are people knocking on. I basically got the men in black at my front door now.
Who told you? Who told you to do this?
They're pulling out their little pen and they're saying, "Look right here. Look at the fancy light." And I'm going, "I've seen all of the movies and read the comics, and so I know that that's going to erase my memory."
We need your Kroger Plus card. It's been revoked.
No! That's the other thing, is everyone sent us the Kroger Plus guy at the basketball game. I just want to say,
yeah,
that's not me.
It kind of looks like you.
It doesn't look like me. Don't fucking say that. No offense to this guy. I don't look like this guy.
Yeah, this guy looks like shit.
He's just some white. You can't just say I'm some white guy.
Yeah, you know who you really look like, though? Is that guy from Steely Dan. Sorry.
I don't look like that guy.
I know you don't even know who it is, which makes it hurt even worse.
I realize, I keep thinking that's a serial killer, but it's not. It's the Steely Dan guy. But I know now. I don't know if it's Steely Dan, if that's the Steely Dan, or if it's like Steely Dan's friend. I don't know.
His name is Walter Becker.
Is he Steely Dan?
Well, I think that there's no Steely Dan, Jay.
What?
I've never listened to Steely Dan either.
Oh my God, dads, put your headphones down right now. All the dads are screaming in the car right now, like that kid from Babadook. It's okay. Steely Dan, you can still listen to the 45s.
He's never heard, you know, one of Steely Dan's hit songs, such as Do It Again or Reeling in the Years. I have heard that. I have heard that one.
Reeling in the Years? I've heard that one.
Yeah. That's good.
It's okay. I wouldn't listen to it if someone asked me if I wanted to listen to it. I would say no.
Is it just because
you
look like the guy and you're mad about it?
I don't think I look like the guy. I would just rather listen to nothing than listen to Steely Dan. I don't have any.
You look like the guy.
I don't look like the fucking guy. And it's okay to listen to silence, listen to nothing. So he's holding up his Kroger Plus card at a Pacers-Raptors game. And it looks like the Raptors are at home. So is this guy... Is there a Kroger in Canada? Why hasn't this come up before? Do you have Kroger in Canada, Dan?
Not that I'm aware of.
That's really weird, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe they're lying.
Maybe they're what? Maybe they're lying? Best Kroger in Toronto, Ontario. I'm looking at Yelp right now. Number one is FreshCo. So no. Number three is Bloor Court Village Market. I don't think so.
Do you think that he's lying? That he made like a fake Kroger card and printed it out?
Well, this must be in Indiana, but there's someone behind him wearing a Raptors jersey, which, you know, that could go either way. But also, Toronto is the second team. Normally, it goes away and then home. Home is normally represented on the right side of the scoreboard. So that's very interesting that it would be. I don't know. That's really weird. But anyways, I'm not the guy. And also, later on, the Pacers posted this follow-up post. So this was at a Pacers game. This is a follow-up post here of the same guy, which I really don't like this one because, first of all, I know I'm not the guy, so I don't care.
Yeah.
It basically doesn't matter to me.
You don't look like the guy in that picture.
In this picture, I very clearly do not look like this guy. I would not wear, and no offense to this guy, I would not wear the Mickey and Minnie Indiana Pacers shirt. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I would just wear no shirt.
He's wearing, the coat, jacket thing. It's like a fleece. It's got to be so hot, you know?
Under the lights and everything. But the Pacers say, the discount king is back? The discount king?
What does that mean?
Because he has a Kroger Plus card? all right. Okay, let's break that down for a second. The Discount King has the Kroger Plus card, which, by the way, you hand out like candy.
Yeah, and even if you if the person doesn't have one, the cashier will provide theirs.
Right, which I would never tattle. I would never tell. Okay. Yeah.
So I hear.
And I do kind of wonder who's getting the fuel points from those. Is that
if you don't have your own card and you're...
Because you know they must have like 40 million fuel points on that thing.
Yeah. And these cashiers want more money. It's like you're already loading up on the fuel points.
You got the
Take
fuel points.
Take a vacation anytime you want anywhere in the country and you're complaining about.
Right.
Oh, I can't buy medicine.
There's a pharmacy right inside Kroger, so don't know what you want. So I would just say, if this guy is the Discount King, maybe we should reevaluate our relationship wherein you send me an envelope of customized coupons to my domicile. Every month, I open it up and it says, best customer rewards. And inside, there's a coupon for $20 off, $200 at Kroger. Effectively a 10% discount.
Yeah.
On my purchase, on my entire purchase. Okay. Not as good as the ones we like to give out for the YKS merch store.
Shop.yourkickstartersucks.com/shop.
Brand new merch in there. We would give better merch discounts over on the Patreon page at patreon.com/yourkickstartersucks. The Squeeze Louise tier. You're going to get better merch discounts than that. Okay. So maybe the discount kings and queens are over here on the YKS Patreon page. So maybe you want to reevaluate.
Right. That's right.
And we let's give it up for them.
Let's
come on.
Let's give it up.
Hey, you guys rock. You guys are the best. And this episode is dedicated to you. That's kind of cool, huh?
That is cool.
That's kind of cool. So some of the comments on here from the Life Pro Tips page, I wanted to talk about this. Dorito Connoisseur, we found Mike's alt here on Reddit. And they say here, I worked for Whole Foods for a few days and they never mentioned the expiration date when I was training. They did mention for produce and stuff to make sure none of it was bruised or looked bad, even if it was pre-packaged. So right here, you know, the elites from the Whole Foods ivory tower step down and tell us how it's done at grocery stores across the country and in what they call flyover country, basically. So I take offense to that. I say step back just for a second and realize that not all of us are shopping at Whole Foods. Not all of us can afford to drop our entire paycheck at one. I mean, for one trip, basically.
It's expensive. I don't know if it's expensive anymore. I think I can't tell you the last time I went to a Whole Foods.
I don't know if I've ever been in one or even seen one in my life. So
they got a good hot bar. You know, they got all that food out there.
What do you mean? Like what is it? Like, what are you like noodle salad? Like what?
Noodle salad, beef filet mignon, stuff like that.
Wow. That sounds
like, they have, I don't know. I don't know if they'd still do it during, cause of COVID, but, they used to have, you know, just a bunch of food out. You get a salad.
I tell you what Kroger likes to do. Anytime something happens, they move the sushi guy somewhere. Because you know they have the sushi guy out there that's like, he makes the sushi and he puts it in a little box for you to get. It's like $6 or something.
Yeah.
Anytime something happens, like, well, something's in the news. I walk in, the sushi guy's like in a different place. He's like,
they got me back here, bro. I don't know.
I give him the nod. Like, I'm trying to nod in a way that communicates, I see that you are in a different place today.
I respect you. I know what they're doing to you, and I know it's not right. I'm on your side.
That's what I'm trying to tell him, but I'm wondering, it's like, oh, he doesn't recognize me. He sees 40,000 people every day.
Yeah.
He doesn't know that I'm cool.
You're just staring at him too much. That's all he sees.
Also, I'm wearing my polarized sunglasses, so he can't see, like, it, and a mask on. He has, like, I'm just looking at him like fucking RoboCop. Like,
this guy is a hero. This guy comes in here, makes sushi, and they do this to him. God damn, that customer's in here every fucking day.
I have my sunglasses on, I have my mask on, I have both of my hands in my pockets, and I'm just like walking through the aisles like
with your hips out.
But then they get into this banana discussion. And this is what I think about when I think about the people doing the grocery pickup, because what I found out here is apparently there's an algorithm. Of course, there's an algorithm that determines what they substitute for you if what you want is not in stock, or, as this is my supposition, or if they just don't feel like looking for the thing that you put on the list.
Yeah,
is sort of the other thing.
A lot of times it doesn't matter, but sometimes it kind of matters.
But sometimes it kind of does. Yeah,
I think those times you just have to go, which is like, it's like, yeah, of course, you know, it's like you're
right.
That's the tax you pay for being a lazy piece of shit or something, you know?
I'm totally fine with that. Yeah, as long as there's something that is like, look, if we're in the ballpark, I'm going to say, all right, I'm taking my lumps on this. I should have.
Yeah.
I should have dragged my ass.
I'm
going to
be one
store.
Of those people on Twitter who's like, I ordered, you know, seedless buns and they gave me seeds.
Yeah.
Or whatever. I knew I shouldn't have had a man. DoorDasher or something like that. You remember that?
I forgot about that. Yeah, that's right. But they get into this discussion. They say, So I buy all my groceries from Whole Foods, and I actually have the exact opposite thing happen. They give me bananas that are so green I need to wait 3 days to eat them. And then someone replies, bananas are hard, though. Some people like them green, so your picker might think they're doing well. If you specify in the notes, you get what you ask for. Usually, some people explicitly order the greener bananas so they can be eaten later in the week. Monty Byrne says, my dad just likes green bananas. So, and this is true. If you have bananas on your fucking list and you're like, well, what bananas do I get? Because when I get bananas, I get some yellow ones, right?
Yeah.
And then I get some green ones. I get the best of both worlds, right?
Some people like to get bananas at different stages, and there's nothing wrong with that.
It's like a fucking puzzle you have to figure out if you're the grocery
picker.
Yeah,
but it's very funny to be like mad at them for that. That's something
I know.
They cannot help or whatever.
They can't win.
But getting in the big group of people commiserating your experience with your grocery delivery, it's like so gross. It's so funny to see all those, that big thread of, God damn it. That big thread of people complaining about the stuff that they got messed up or something. Damn funny.
I will say the one time they do mess up is when it says bunch of bananas and I put one and they give me one banana. Like,
or if you say you want, or in the app sometimes you like the, how many bananas do you want? I don't know, motherfucker, just grab me some off your shelf or whatever. And it's like, you got to say four bananas and then they're picking off four bananas or whatever the fuck.
Cause I actually don't care if I just get one banana in the bag, but cause I'm like, well, I'll just get another one later. I'll eat one, or actually I'll just let it go brown and then throw it away like everyone else. But what I don't like is the idea that the person saw that I got one banana and said, haha, this idiot actually wanted one bunch of bananas and I'm sending home one banana with them. They know I fucked up. They know I made a mistake and they're like, well, here's your one banana, idiot. And then putting it in a little bag and tagging it moron and then putting it in my car.
Moron banana.
Okay, sir, you're already here. I've got all of your bananas here in the back. All of the bananas you actually ordered are here in your trunk, ready to go. And I'm like, okay, feels a little light back there. Are you sure that's everything? Yes, sir. It's all the bananas you ordered. Hope you enjoy all of the bananas. Pulling off laughing. But anyway, so there's some good tips on here. Life pro tips. Mike, you should check out Life Pro. When you click on it, the little light bulb goes yellow. That's kind of cool. How about
that is
this?
Cool.
How about this? Do you need, life pro tip, do you need to schedule something for midnight? Schedule it for either 11:59 p.m. or 12:01 a.m. instead.
Why? Why? Okay.
I don't know. How about this? Life pro tip, wake up an hour earlier for work. Actually, I'm going to send you this.
Yeah, send me that one.
I'm actually going to send you this whole website. Life pro tip. Okay, here we go. Start trying to follow your New Year's resolution now as a practice month. Okay.
Okay, I guess.
It's December whatever right now. So we know that we're all going to do our New Year's resolutions next month, right? We're going to write them down. We're going to mail them to ourselves via certified mail. So we hold ourselves accountable for our New Year's resolutions, right? There's a record of us sending them. Why not start now on your New Year's resolutions?
I guess so.
Okay. You don't want to do it.
Do you think somebody else is, I mean, think people are just sitting here coming up with these life pro tips?
I think people are doing them in the shower and then they go, well, I can't post this to shower thoughts. I need to post it to life pro tips.
I'm not in the shower now.
I'm not in the shower now. Life pro tip, have all of your thoughts outside of the shower.
So you can write them down. Damn, that's good.
Okay, I actually sorted by controversial on life pro tips all time. Okay.
Yeah.
How about this? Okay, this is the stuff that's really, really... This is the stuff that is the most controversial ideas ever posted on Reddit. And here's one of the top ones.
What do we got?
Life pro tips. If you're drunk and suffering from double vision, close one eye.
That's not one. That's not one of them.
That is one. That is 100% one. Life pro tip, don't finish your plate. I don't know. Don't do it. Don't do it. Life pro tip, learn how to pronounce foreign or difficult names of coworkers without asking them.
Yeah, I mean, I would. That's a good one. That is a good one, yeah.
I know. Life pro tip, if you're ever lost during the day, find a mailman. Look.
What?
Yeah. Some people don't like the idea that you should find a mailman. I need a mailman. I need a mailman. Anyways, check out Reddit. That's a pretty good website.
I'm looking at the shitty life pro tips subreddit, JF.
Oh, wait. Is that the same thing as unethical
tips? I don't know, but I really like those where they teach you how to rip people off and stuff. I like those, but I can't find a lot of them.
Start a podcast.
I guess they don't advertise it, you know?
Yeah.
Listen, I don't know.
The shadow band. Okay. Well, unfortunately, life pro tip, look at Reddit while you're supposed to be at work. So Mike's on that one right now. Why don't we do an update on an old Kickstarter, Mike? Oh, shit. It's an update on an old Kickstarter. All right. You remember this? This was the Baldo, Mike. You remember the Baldo?
Yeah, I remember it. I remember it real well.
I happen to know you remember it real well. We've been watching some of the videos together.
And not only that, I'm wearing one right now. And I'm the most relaxed I've ever been. It's like a thunder shirt for...
Wow.
For guys.
So like are you... Thunder shirt. Now, are you having a ballgasm right now, or are you just coming down from the ballgasm?
I can have one like that.
Okay.
Ah! Just...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like just... It happens when I snap my fingers. Ah! Like that. So...
Oh, you're like Thangos.
Yep.
That ain't bad.
It's pretty good.
This is from episode 182. This was, I guess this episode, I don't know if we were doing this on January 4th or it came out on January 4th. Pretty funny. We were talking about a dildo you can use on your balls, and then they tried to overthrow democracy. So probably not a connection there. Obviously, keep our fingers crossed as we talk about the Baldo again, that we will not have another...
That's what they were rioting about.
We don't want to have just regular orgasms anymore. We want to have...
We're sick and tired of having these plain old regular-ass orgasms. We want to have orgasms with our balls.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't...
We're a 1,000 80-year-old men.
I think this actually kind of makes sense as a product for old men. If your penis can't get hard, okay... Let's think this through. If your penis can't get hard, then there's a lot of different things you can do with that. I would say one of them could be you transform your balls into your penis, right?
Yeah. That would be my first avenue to go down.
Laughing at my penis. Oh, you thought you got my ass, huh?
You forgot about technology.
Forgot about our old friends, the balls. Basically just as good as a penis, if you think about it. So the Baldo is episode...
What is the Baldo, Jake? Let's explain this damn thing.
When we talked about it, it was in pre-launch, pre-cum. Don't know if I said that then.
You probably said that.
I probably said that then. One track mind. In the interim, I guess it went up on Indiegogo officially, and it looks like it raised over $103,000 in two different campaigns. I don't really know what's going on here. The way that Indiegogo splits this up makes it really hard to understand where the money came from or why. But the Baldo works essentially by pulling down your nuts and then forming this sort of conical penile device. Here we go. Come on. So the tip, I'm going to turn this down. Jesus Christ.
Turn it up.
No, I don't want to turn it up. Oh, my God.
Feels like I'm on the beach. Everybody's fucking...
I can't even turn it down. The volume's not working. Here we go.
Is that a shark? No, it's my friend with a shark fin on his head. We're laughing. We're having fun.
It does kind of sound like that. The tip is no wider than a penis, and the cavity is designed to fit a bunch of different balls. This is how you have ball sex. Be one of the first to try it, they say here, which is a weird thing to say. If you've got a product, you need to tell me other people are having ball sex. I can't be the guinea pig.
While somebody else is a guinea pig, because Blake in the comments, JF, says, I did not really enjoy the Baldo after it arrived.
Oh.
It's very tight and cuts off the circulation to your balls, making it painful to wear. Also, it's pretty big in circumference, and my lady wasn't a fan. Seems like you need to go to a truck stop to find a girl to use this on. Well, that seems...
That's uncouth.
Yeah. Don't need to drag. Don't need to drag other people into your stuff.
Yeah. Sorry. You know what? Don't take out your frustrations on the people who live and work at our nation's many fine truck stops. Right?
Project owner Jerry Davies says, it's not for everyone, Blake. I'm sorry you were one of those who didn't have fun. You may just have more skin up top than most or tighter balls. So there's much variation from person to person. We tried to find the sweet spot between girth and comfortable fit for most balls. At least you tried.
Okay. Also, by the way, truck stops are actually very clean. And it's pretty much, it's the only place you can find, like, DVDs anymore. That's basically the only place where they sell DVDs. So, sorry. Sorry you didn't have a good time with our penis device.
And I don't think there's a lot of sucking and fucking there these days. They pretty much put the kibosh on all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, Reagan cleaned it up, thank God. PC says in the comments, paid on September 14th and have not received the tracking number or any other communication with regards to the shipment. Can you please let me know what is happening with my Baldo? Thank you. I would just say... This is me talking here. If I order a Baldo, I don't want any communication. I don't want there to be a paper trail of my having ordered the Baldo, where it is. I don't need the people who made the Baldo to know where I live.
Yeah. Imagine commenting under your real name on here.
Yeah.
Upon trying to fit it the first time, the upper ring snapped apart.
that was the problem.
That's from David Armstrong, PhD.
Jerry, the project owner, says, we had to take back all stock and retest it after a few in the first batch split. So, y'all were having a little too much fun with the Baldo out there. They had to, ugh. They kind of need, I don't want them to know I ordered. They kind of need an anonymous process. They need sort of a glory hole for Baldos, I think.
Yep.
Just, I walk up, I open up my bag.
Been saying this.
You put whatever you want through the hole and drop off the Baldo into my bag and I walk away. I think that's...
We never have to meet.
When somebody at the truck stop comes in and mops up after I'm done. So this is the Baldo. I'm looking for... They don't have photos on. Haven't we seen pictures? I feel like we've seen pictures of a penis inside this thing and balls as well, but I'm not seeing it.
Yeah, I think I have a link here.
Okay.
The video of the Baldo in use, JF.
Yeah, thank you. But the reason this came to our attention is thanks to Justin in the Piscord, who let us know that they're doing NFTs now. Or maybe it's a joke. I don't know. You tell me. Can you take the temperature of this here?
It's a joke because they're hopping on the meme train. They're getting memey now with all these. They're doing all these little memes, JF, where they have like a picture of something with some text on it. You know how that orb guy is going all over Twitter now? In five days. This will not make sense. Everyone, what the fuck is he talking about? A fucking orb on it.
What's orb? Yeah.
Whatever. What the fuck is he?
Yeah.
But there's an orb meme. So they put their little ball guy on it. And it says, I was pondering my orbs. They want ball sex.
Oh.
So.
The orbs want ball sex. Oh, I see that now. Oh, and there's the little ball guy. Okay. Ball I was looking
coin
at the
is coming. Crypto NFT. Yeah.
Because the crypto guy is like, it's a pair of nuts. This is probably, you know, for a company that's built around balls, I would say this is like the least nuts.
It's not a very
nuts.
Good, you know, it doesn't really look like a pair of balls. I could do way better than this.
I could do better than this any day of the week. Okay, here we go. Here's a picture of the ball. Oh, wait. Is this how it works? I thought your penis went down in there, too.
No.
Is this how it goes?
Yeah, it's just your balls.
Well, this is just basically a glorified cock ring.
There's a cock ring for your balls. There, you see those two spacers up there at the top?
Yeah.
Where you can, like, pull the balls down? It feels like that would hurt, you know? Seems like it would hurt.
I think that would hurt. I think that would hurt your gonads, yeah. Well, so, and that's basically what people are saying is like, hey, you know, love the idea here, but it hurts when I use it, and it doesn't feel good to
and plus,
fuck someone.
And plus, I don't mean to be rude, but I'm not wearing this thing out of the house anywhere. I look like a dang goofball. I look like a dang goofball going out.
Yeah. Driving to work in this thing, can you imagine? All I'm seeing, okay, I'm seeing now, so you got the rings there. It pulls your nutsack down, and then there's like sort of a little relief area for your nuts to pop out of the ball, though.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the cone at the very bottom, and that's sort of the, that's where you're inserting to begin with.
Yeah.
And then the nuts are, I guess the nuts are also going inside the orifice as well? The nuts make it in there? Because otherwise it's not very.
Yeah, I guess what they're thinking is that one, your penis goes into one of the holes.
Yeah.
And maybe your balls go into another hole, or maybe your balls just go into the one hole, or maybe there's, you know, I don't know, maybe you can suck on the ball.
Right.
I don't know, JF.
I'm not sure. Well, so I'm looking at a video right now of it being used, and this person actually opted for the three of the spacers on the ball, though. So the nuts are very far down. The nuts are very long nuts. Very
pulling
long
on those
nuts.
Fucking things.
And it's coming out of a butt. It's going into the butt. Now it's coming out of the butt, and I can see the nuts. The nuts are coming out of the butt.
Here come the nuts. Yep. Here we go.
Here come the nuts out of the butt, and there you go. Yeah.
And there was a small piece of liquid poop.
Yeah.
On top of the baldo that fell on the carpet, which I can only assume they're going to grind into the carpet later with their heel of their foot.
Yep.
I can't imagine they would be spot cleaning that in any type of way, JF.
I've got a little stain vac.
I got a little pet vac plus.
It's got a spray hose on it, and then you just hit it with the thing, comes right up. Gets any kind of. But anyways, you know, put a towel down. But so that's one way you can use the baldo. A lot of people are not liking it. I think these two characters here are possibly enjoying themselves. They did post the video on the internet where anyone can look at it. So presumably they were happy with how it turned out. And the baldo made a lot of money. So, well, you know, what's next for baldo? Maybe there's some penis pleasure in the future. I don't know. That's
maybe
obviously.
They'll make one where you can put your whole ass into one, and you can put your ass into someone else's pussy or ass.
Okay. I'm going to need all the help I can get to get my ass. Because, you know, you've seen my ass.
Look at me. Like, get that fucking thing in there.
Yeah. Jeez. Oh, I can finally have an ass-gasm. That could be kind of. And I think I'm going to go ahead and close the window where I keep seeing the poop come out of the
keep
butt.
Keep watching it onto for some reason. You have had it up for a long time.
I just.
It's mesmerizing.
It's well shot. There's a good cinematography here. And
FF just, Daddy vs. Balls were put through the ringer, namely my hole yesterday. So much fun at Baldo Ball Sex. And Baldo Ball Sex says, congrats. I think that's our first, what does it say?
Penetration
production
clip.
Penetration clip.
Yeah, penetration, yeah.
Is that what it's called? Glad you enjoy it.
Yeah. Of course, the response comes, of many to come, I'm sure, and come is spelled. I mean, look.
I love that. They're having fun over there. They're having fun over there.
Oh, they're having a big time, Mike. They're having a big old time. So the Baldo keeps on chugging and pleasuring, and that's very nice. That's all I had on the Baldo, Mike. Why don't we take a quick break? We got some, I'm trying to leave as much space as possible in between what I just finished saying and what I'm going to say now.
You're
going to
blow your fucking load to these fucking awesome deals that we have coming up, gang. You're going to wish you could come out of your balls when you hear these awesome deals from our sponsors.
And we'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more YKS right after this. Sponsoring this week's episode of YKS, Mike, we've got HelloFresh. Now, what is HelloFresh? Mike, take it away.
JF, HelloFresh is the brand new meal service that combines fresh ingredients and homemade recipes with your expertise.
What are you even, I have to know what you're even looking at, because it cannot be the document.
I forgot to look at the page.
Okay, that's all right. With HelloFresh, you get fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store. Well, you can still go just for fun and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit.
That's right. With recipes like tuna casserole and beef filet mignon.
I'm trying to find what you're even looking at. I don't. Here's some of the stuff they actually have. Did you say beef filet mignon?
They have balsamic and fig tenderloins, JF, and pecan crusted salmons, which make holiday meals feel special without the high cost of dining out or delivery.
You're absolutely right. Okay, that one actually was right. Or you could go for a cozy comfort food choice like chicken sausage and sweet potato soup for a cold winter night. You pull out that chicken sausage, and here's a funny joke you could say. I never saw such a chicken, but you kind of have to massage the word a little bit to make it sound like, and this is the basis of all comedy, basically. This is where we found success. So if you don't like it, you didn't think that was funny, go to the doctor and get your funny bone checked out.
Yeah, that's my advice. There's a lot of comedy tips included in the HelloFresh deliveries also. We partnered with them too.
We're helping them move meal kits. They're helping us with our jokes. Now, don't forget dessert, and I never would. Satisfy your sweet tooth with seasonal limited-time goodies like ginger-spiced cake truffles and cherry cheesecake swirl bars. The only thing I have to say about that is, what happened to posh-spiced cake truffles? Were they too cool to be included in the...
That sounds delicious after a nice beef filet mignon.
It really does, Mike. Here's what I want you to do, gang. I want you to go to HelloFresh.com/YourKickstarterSucks14 and use code YourKickstarterSucks14 for up to 14 free meals and 3 free gifts. Be just like JF. You open up that box, you see all the little ingredients right there. You say, I already know that I'm going to save so much time cooking this meal. I'll give myself 30 minutes to screw off. I'll give myself 30 minutes to go. A lot of times I just go walk around the block, come back, then you start dinner. Great. Great, I got my energy out.
Takes you a half hour to walk around the block, huh?
Huge
Not
block.
Good.
Huge block. Just dox myself. I live on a big block. Go to HelloFresh.com/YourKickstarterSucks14 and use code YourKickstarterSucks14 for up to 14 free meals and 3 free gifts, gang. That's why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit for people who live on huge blocks. Also sponsoring today's episode, Mike, BetterHelp. Oh, it's BetterHelp time. What interferes with your happiness? Well, I'll tell you what. Check this out. I opened that easily, so that's not going to be a problem. This is a seltzer. It was no problem for me at all. I didn't even hurt. Sometimes you can hurt your fingernail if you open one of these cans. But
yeah,
for me,
I do not like that. I do not like when that happens.
I don't like that at all. It will mess up my day, and it would be nice to reach out maybe via text or maybe via web chat to talk to somebody about how that fairly minor issue.
But common. Extremely common.
Extremely common. Why is this derailing my entire life, opening up cans of seltzer? That's something you want to talk to a qualified professional about.
I guess you can wedge something under. I don't know.
They're putting me through the MRI machine trying to figure out what my problem is. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist, or maybe they'll have somebody come over and open up all your cans for you in the beginning of the day. That way you can just go down the line.
That would be great.
That would actually be
really... That would save so much time. I'm rolling around on the floor with this fucking can in my paw like a fucking bear trying to get into it.
I've tried screaming at the can, okay? I've tried calling 911 on the can. And
my clothes are all ripped up.
Connect in a safe and private online environment. It's so convenient, you can start communicating in under 24 hours, which, granted, when you're looking at a nice frosty can of seltzer, that can feel like an eternity, but generally speaking, that is pretty fast, okay? You're going to get timely and thoughtful responses, such as, have you tried just drinking, maybe just drink out of the tap? It's not that bad. It's really not that bad. Yeah, yeah. Oh, like juice boxes would be perfect for you. And that is not what I wanted to hear. I did not want to hear that today. Oh, boy. All without ever having to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room, like when you go to the emergency room because you have maybe scratched. It looks like maybe a scratch. It could be a tear in the lining. Is there a lining in my fingernail? I don't know.
The lining. It's cracked a little bit.
It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling. It's more affordable than triage as well. When you wheel yourself in, you're basically, you got a cast all the way up to your neck and you're saying, I sat on the can
or I fell on it in the shower.
I fell on the can of seltzer in the shower.
I was trying to get it open.
And it's blueberry. You got to understand, this is an emergency. There's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas, gang. Plus, anything you share is confidential. They will not say what types of flavors you are most interested in when it comes to the seltzer. It's not important to them. Their job is to help you in a professional and affordable manner. Now, that's what's nice. I want you to start living a happier and more hydrated life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/YKS. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's betterhelp, HELP.com/YKS. BetterHelp. That's refreshing.
Oh, it's six pack time. It's six pack time. It's time to do the six pack time.
All right, Mike, it's time for the six pack. We got six Kickstarters here. You know the drill.
Just hit me that we have to do the show. I thought we had already done the show and we were just kicking it. You know,
we thought we had a whole show to do. Just talking to you about...
You thought I was hanging out with you?
Hang on.
Off work hours?
Hang on. You thought I was talking to you about a small piece of poop flying out of a butt onto the floor for fun? That was on the clock, brother.
No. Dave, let me start us off here with something called You Slay Me. It's a hilarious, naughty, or nice fill-in-the-blank game. Yeah, I can already tell this one's going to be a little bit raunchy.
Oh, yeah. Hey, earmuffs. Earmuffs. You want to watch this video?
Let's hit it.
You Slay Me is the holiday party game that's fun for everyone. Whether you're playing with kids at a family gathering or hitting the nog with friends after hours, just be sure you think about who else is at the table if you want to stay off Santa's naughty list. Playing You Slay Me is easy. Each round, the judge rolls the naughty or nice die to determine how wholesome or mischievous each player's answer should be. The judge then reads a prompt card, and players have to submit answers to fill in the blank. How you appeal to the judge is completely up to you. May the naughtiest or nicest player win.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Good Santa at the end there. I liked that. That was a nice touch. It's a Christmas-themed gift, so...
Even though it wasn't the real Santa, we get it.
It was one of his helpers.
We get the idea.
Okay, so You Slay Me. I did notice looked like they were drinking white wine in this clip, which is an interesting choice. Not for me, but I did notice and appreciate that someone had one of those big plastic Coca-Cola tumblers that kind of flare out at the top. You know what I'm talking about?
The glass ones.
They're probably not glass anymore, right? They used to be glass, Mike. They're not glass anymore. Everything's plastic now, thanks to our friends at OPEC. Don't know if that's true. It's time for the ho-ho holidays, and that doesn't really scan, which means gathering around the Yule log with the ones you love the most. While the days are short and the nights are long, you need a way to keep the whole family entertained. You Slay Me is the holiday party game that's fun for everyone, whether you're playing with kids at a family gathering or hitting the nog. Check this out. I just hit the nog.
Love that.
I just
be like this though.
Oh yeah, do the thumb up and then you hit
thumb
the dab.
Up like you're drinking.
Yeah,
hit the dab. That's the nog.
Dan loved that. Dan was that tight?
Dan, write that down so we can trademark it.
Yeah, it was tight. Totally.
Dan is across the room. Dan is not even in his chair.
He's driving right now.
So how do you do this?
Yeah, each round, the judge rolls the naughty or nice die to determine how wholesome or mischievous each player's answer should be. An odd roll means players should submit naughty answers. An even roll means players should submit nice answers. The judge then reads the prompt card out loud, and the players have to submit answers to fill in the blank. Do whatever it takes to win. Be as raunchy as you want.
Well, not as raunchy. You have to be as raunchy as the die says you are, right?
As raunchy as the die says you have to be.
Doesn't flow. Okay, here's some examples of some cards you might pull, all right? I'm dreaming of a blank Christmas. Now, let's say I rolled the naughty die. What are you writing for this one? I'm dreaming of a blank.
Farty Christmas.
Very good.
That's nasty. Nobody wants a farty Christmas. That's funny.
It's funny. It's gross. It pushes the envelope. Okay, it's not woke. Yeah. So that's pretty good. Santa spends his other 364 days of the year, and I rolled the nice die, Mike. What is it? What's he doing?
Oh, my God. Masturbating.
Okay. Sorry, that was not... We were looking for something nice, so you could say doing charity.
Okay.
I don't know if it's still supposed to be funny. The worst thing to find in your stocking on Christmas morning is rolling the dice. Looks like naughty. Mike, what's the worst thing you could find in your stocking on Christmas morning?
Oh, cop guts from 9/11.
Oh.
I would hate that. Well, I got that last year. Blank gives grandma's gingerbread cookies an extra kick.
Yeah.
And I rolled the nice die. JF, what do you got?
Bruce Lee.
I love that.
That's funny, right? I mean, that guy...
Everybody congratulating you. I love that. Good answer. I love that.
I actually don't know a lot about Bruce Lee. I just saw him in the Quentin Tarantino movie. He looked like he can really kick. So I thought that would be cool.
Wasn't actually him, Jab. What? That was an actor. He passed on some time ago.
Okay.
Devastating.
Did not know what? That. That has ruined my day. Okay. Yeah. Now, this is interesting. Produced by a Disney-certified factory in China... This hilarious naughty or nice fill-in-the-blank game provides hours of fun. I don't know what that means.
What is that?
I would say...
Produced by a Disney-certified factory in China. I'd take that off the listing if I was you.
I would not say that. I would not say that.
I mean, the association with Disney...
I don't think that's good. Why would you think that's good? Why would you think Disney has the highest certification for things going on in China? I don't have
That's so funny. That's a wet brain idea to be like... Disney, greatest company in the world. Look how.
Yeah.
It rocks.
It's good enough for my Stanko pops. I don't know, man. I'm not thinking about that.
These cards were made by the smallest child hands that we could find.
And it's like dry erase boards. Like what?
It sucks. You could have printed this off anywhere. Just going to China because it costs 4 cents.
Why do you need to manufacture anything would be you just had an idea. You don't have to actually manufacture the idea. You can just have the idea and move on with your life. You can just say that would be a funny idea and then check out for the rest of the day.
And then go do something else. Watch TV or
why do you have to produce
sit on the ground outside or something?
Is this because, I don't know if this is just because I think I've felt this lately, Mike. I know you felt this. The pressure to produce, you know, a product, right? Like we feel
I have no idea what that is.
Okay.
What is
I think sometimes it feels like, oh, I need to have an idea. I need to have a thought. I need to have something that comes out of me all the time. And it can't always be the little piece of poop on the end of the ball dildo. Sometimes it has to be something people can buy.
Yeah, we came up with that.
Maybe just have the idea and just go, that like nourishes my soul to have a creative thought.
No, because you can't. You have to share it with everyone.
Ugh.
And you have to try and get rich.
I know.
That's what it's all about. You have to try and fucking strike it rich. That's why all these NFT guys and stuff, it's just like fucking.
Yeah.
None of you are going to be rich off of it. Everybody thinks they are, though. It's so funny.
I know. They're
fucking
not.
Ponzi scheme shit.
They're not. I might.
Yeah, I might, though.
I probably will. Actually, I'm on my way there. I'll be there very, very soon.
I just need like 11 people to sign up under me and use my affiliate code and et cetera, et cetera.
$15 gets you the game Bargain Shopper. That's the early adopter rate. Now, that is a Disney certified price, so act now, and you will be able to lock that in. And now, is this new down below? Is this new that Kickstarter is doing the We Also Recommend down here at the bottom?
Oh, I didn't see that.
I have not seen this.
We Also Recommend Cards Against Agility. a fun game for agile fans and cynics alike.
Yeah, I've seen this one in the last couple of weeks, and I did not want to talk about computer programming on the show, so I skipped that.
Dude, our inbox would fill up.
Yeah.
Our inbox would fill up like that.
Yeah.
Ah!
Oh, you just...
From before. It's Not Poop, a card game for the whole family where you describe the item on the card with a hint. Did we do this?
We did that one.
We did this. Yeah. Yeah.
So they've got these little... They've got these little referral, like, hey, if you like this, you might also like this, which is very weird to think that... It's weird to think that Kickstarter.com wants to trap you on the Kickstarter homepage and keep you scrolling like every other website in existence. But I guess that's what they want. $2,830 pledged of $8,500, 39 backers, 21 days to go on you. 21 days to go. That'll put us right before Christmas Eve. Ho, ho, ho.
Wow. That's a great gift.
You could be playing this game in the wintry months of July 2022 if supply chains hold up. So that's exciting.
The You Slay Me card game.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy one. I'm going to buy two.
I mean, it's honestly so cheap.
It makes an excellent gift for grandma and grandpa.
Grandma and grandpa famously getting separate gifts from the children. So they'll... Hey, grandma and grandpa.
You imagine like trying to buy something for your grandma and grandpa. Thank God they're dead. You know, you don't have to worry about what do you have in your house that you need from
me. Yeah. If by this point in your life on Earth you haven't gotten everything that you could want, I can't.
What could I possibly get you? A fucking trip to fucking Barbados or something? Yeah. Let's be reasonable here. Do you have a fucking broom?
I can't.
How
help
are
you
on? I mean.
I thought you could use this can opener. I know how much you love cans, apparently, looking around your kitchen. Jesus Christ. Next up, gang, I've got the which fuel to choose, gasoline, battery, or hydrogen project. This is cool. This is a quad-fueled bicycle. I don't know why, but I'll play the video. Maybe you can explain.
Hello, my name is Dr. Alex Bevan, and I'm inviting you to join us on our multi-fueled demonstration project. We've built a multi-fueled personal transportation vehicle as a test bed to compare various sources of energy and help provide answers to the question of what fuel is best. We are comparing gasoline, which is a major fuel of choice for current transportation.
Yeah, I know.
Scale machines.
What is gasoline?
I'm familiar. It's
been used to power an internal combustion engine.
Oh!
That's where I've heard of gasoline.
Stored within batteries, which powers an electric motor. As an example, a cordless electric drill.
This is like a science experiment,
we're
isn't
also
it?
Comparing
yes,
hydrogen.
It seems like it.
In two ways. You can burn hydrogen in an internal combustion engine. Here you can see hydrogen burning with a near invisible flame, which we are putting to use to boil water for a cup of tea. Hydrogen can also be used within a fuel cell to produce DC electricity, as shown in the small-scale fuel cell where a voltage is produced when hydrogen is emitted.
So this guy's explaining energy to you.
Yeah.
There are multiple types of hydrogen fuel.
Boring.
Water-cooled, others are air-cooled.
Oh, wait a minute.
In our demonstrator, we will be using a 200-watt air-cooled PEM fuel cell. So let's look at our quad-fueled QFB bicycle in action.
Here he is riding this bicycle that looks like a bomb.
On battery electric. To convert the QFB to run on gasoline, first, the gasoline fuel valve is opened.
Oh my God.
Oh, it's so loud.
Internal combustion engine is pump started to engage the engine.
All right. Look. Well, just make like an electric bike. What's going on?
The engine to run on hydrogen.
Oh,
first,
God.
The gasoline fuel valve is closed to isolate the gasoline supply. Then the hydrogen.
I want to give this guy a tip. I want to give this guy a tip. As someone who seems like sort of a loner type of guy, and has a bicycle that looks like something from Back to the Future, maybe don't drive this past like a government building, because I think you might like alert the turret guns and start. They're gonna blast you. You can't.
Yeah.
Look. This looks like you're setting out to cause some problems. I can't describe to you how insane this bicycle looks. And as far as I know, it is a miracle of engineering that it works. I mean, I don't know how a regular bicycle works, much less.
Have you ever tried to understand anything? It's so hard.
It's really, really hard.
And then some guy is like, hey, I understand all this stuff and I made some stuff with all the knowledge that I have. It's like, damn, that rocks.
Okay,
the thing still sucks.
Yeah. that's the problem. Is this guy has to be so smart or so at least have so much knowledge about this particular area that he was able to hook on a gasoline engine, a hydrogen fuel cell, an electric battery, and then a fourth thing? I don't know. I don't even know what the fourth thing is. And then make it all move the same piece of equipment.
I bet I could do it.
Obviously,
I bet I could do it.
Yeah, look, you could do it. But I'm just saying I couldn't. We you and I have different skill sets.
Yeah.
I'm sort of the organized guy, and you're sort of the...
A genius thinker.
Yeah.
Kind of.
You're sort of the scientist, yeah.
What's that guy, you know, who's in that movie, Beautiful Mind guy, writing stuff on that chalkboard? I'm him.
Yeah.
Couldn't even think of the movie. Who's that fucking smart guy, Einstein? What is his name? I'm him.
You're Einstein, and so...
And you're Epstein.
Okay. And I want that scratched. I want... So $3,800 is what this guy wants for the high school science fair project gone crazy. Here's what would happen if you put everything on a bicycle. and he's done it. Now, it seems like it does seem like maybe we already know what's better to do on a bicycle, whether it's gasoline or just moving it with your feet. But maybe there's still some stuff to be learned on that front. I don't know. I'm not reading the data, but... Maybe you don't need the two-stroke engine on your bicycle. I don't know. Do people do that?
I guess so. I've seen like electric-powered bikes and stuff.
Yeah, but there and has to be a reason why we're not pouring gas into our bicycle, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, is there a situation where you're going to get, you know, what are you stuck? You can't move your feet or something, and now you got to have a...
I mean, I guess if you want to go up the hill, then you need that, but...
Yeah.
Don't need the gas powered. I don't know. $300 gets you named in published acknowledgments. I don't want my name anywhere near this when this guy bites it. $8,000, you can become a platinum level supporter. You can meet this guy and discuss the project further and have lunch with the team at a location to be determined in Austin, Texas. No way I'm going to Austin. I've heard how weird it is.
No thanks.
You probably sit down, open up the lunch menu, and it says, by the way, for lunch, we're serving dinner. Oh, my God. What?
And we're all going to Meow Wolf. Excuse me. What?
Yeah, I don't know what that is. Is that,
I don't know either.
Is that actually something? Or is that a...
Something? Yeah, it's like something in Austin. It's like an art thing in Austin. It's like this big house or something. You go. You open up the fridge and there's a slide in it or whatever. Just the fucking baby brain who would be like,
wow,
soy facing to the fucking... Maybe it's cool. I've never been there.
That's actually kind of cool. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to go. Anyways, zero backers 59 days ago. That is which fuel to choose.
Just constantly talking shit on stuff and then backtracking 2 seconds later.
Yep. That's right, Mike. What do you got next?
I got the Mistu shower. Enjoy a personal and personalized shower you can deserve, JF. An in-shower device that allows you to infuse your favorite body care / hair care products directly into the shower water stream, saving you time and money.
Well, okay. Let's look at this in action.
Do you suffer from dry skin or hair? Would you like a way to apply products gently and evenly without causing irritation? The Mistu is a new device that allows you to infuse your shower water with nourishing, moisturizing ingredients. Effortlessly cleanse, condition, and moisturize dry, curly hair. Infuse your shower with sea salt or seaweed for a rejuvenating mineral experience. Or use Mistu's own powdered shower gel. Zero waste, waterless products for you to use with Mistu, further reducing plastic pollution and carbon emissions. The high humidity and increased temperature in the shower allows your skin to drink up even more of the powerful active ingredients. You are in complete control. If you want to switch back to plain water, simply turn the valve.
Why would you?
The valve in the...
Oh, the Mistu makes it so easy.
Dilution. With Mistu, you can experiment with different ingredients to create your perfect self-care ritual, all while using 35% less water. The Mistu allows you to infuse your...
All right, so here's the deal. Now, if this guy told me to do something, I would just do it based on how he sounds alone.
He's from fucking Dublin.
I would never tell him no under any circumstance. Here's what you're going to want to do when you're in the shower and he's using that voice. I'm saying, okay, yeah. I'm taking my clothes off right away. but to me, it seems like you want the soap and the water to be separate things in the shower, right? Am I nuts?
Yeah, you are, but you're not wrong here.
Okay. Finally.
Just get this, put this box in your shower to put your, all of your fucking soap and shit into, and then filter it out with your shower head or whatever, and fucking fuck you.
I'm not running a bunch of oil and salt through my shower head. My shower head is like all gunked up as it is just from the shit that's in our water over here. Like our water has got enough shit in it as it is. I'm not putting like hints of lilac in the fucking thing. And I'm not a dog. You can't just run me through the car wash, right? Like I need to have the water to get me wet. Then I put the soap on me. There needs to be no water at that point because otherwise the soap will not adhere to my flesh, right?
Yeah.
Then the water comes next. Is this the way we all shower? This is how we do it, right?
That's how I do it. For sure.
You're not weird. Are you like standing outside the shower rubbing the dry bar of soap on your body before you get in?
I do a spot shower, JF, where I run like a paper towel under the sink head there.
Really, it's not wasteful at all. A little dab will do it.
And just scrub. It's the scrubbing mostly that gets the stink off.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's why you smell so good. I don't want this. I don't want another thing in the shower. I've already got the thing up there that's like the little mirror that will... Do you have the mirror in the shower where you can shave a little bit?
I do not, no. Okay. I'll shave.
But you don't trim up on the lines? You don't go here at all?
What we did here is we had one put in right behind the... over the sink. So we had a mirror put in there, so we don't need like an extra one or anything like that.
Oh, so you just get your hair all over the sink and that just goes right down the drain, I guess?
Use your own customized blend of essential oils, JF. Try a few drops of lavender for a calming, relaxing shower before bed, or peppermint and tea tree for a refreshing morning boost. I could use that.
Don't want that at all. I don't want that. I just want to get in and out of the shower. I'm all business in there, and I definitely do not want to be paying $123 all the way up to $150 for the Mistu Saver. Or $233 for the double bundle. I don't need it. I don't need the new shower head. I don't need the water tank on the wall full of soap. I will simply use the bar of soap that I have.
Yeah, it's fine.
Just hit it with that. I went to I was at Walmart today. Not my favorite place to be.
What?
I went to Walmart today. Did not want to be there. I actually, and this is true, it sounds like something I would say as a joke. I was trying to do charity, and because they have the little, or they used to have the trees in there where it was like you grab the angel off the tree and it's like, this is like an 8-year-old boy and he likes
this will help.
Ponca trucks or whatever. So like bring some gifts up to the front and we'll totally give them to the kid and not just keep them and play with the trucks ourselves or whatever.
All those toys are going right to the executives on the board, the board members of the Walton family.
I know.
Bought us a new truck.
$53 billion and as many Tonka trunks as we want. but I tried to go in there and look for that and then some stuff that my kid's school is doing as well. And I guess they don't do that anymore. I guess they don't do the tree anymore. It's all online. And also I looked it up and it's the Salvation Army and those guys are total psychos. So it's like, I don't know. You can't win. But approximately half of the store is now taken over by these big boxes of gift, like just like pre-made gift boxes.
That's so funny. That's the worst kind of gift to get.
Isn't that whack?
The fucking body wash set.
What is that?
So with like this much, like a sample tester. Fucking shit in it.
This is our.
It comes with 8 pounds of plastic wrapped around it.
I can't get my head around what that is other than just the quick shortcut for your aunt who needs
You're like a fucking stupid guy. glued to.
That's what I saw in there. I saw two stupid guys looking at like the lady versions of them, where it's like, this is the chic box of whatever. And they're like, oh, that's like $21.87. And you get like the soap and the razor. Who are you buying this for? Is this for your wife or something? Look, Why would you?
Way too expensive for. I love that. She'd love that, but I'm not. There's no way I'm spending $22 on that.
Just go and get them separate. Like if you could even, I think you could actually even spin it where you're buying like personal care products for somebody as a gift. Is that a slightly weird gift? I don't know. It's kind of utilitarian for a gift as far as I'm concerned. But I do think that there is a case to be made where it's like, hey, I know normally you get like the store brand. I thought I would buy you this, like treat yourself. This is something we normally don't buy.
Yeah.
This is cool. I picked this out especially for you. I smelled it in the store. The scent sounds like it seems like something that would smell good on you. And then we got these brand new razors. Razors are expensive, you know. I don't know. You could maybe spin that if you like bought them separately and then like put them in a gift box and like maybe put a ribbon on it or something.
I think that people think that they're maybe fancy or something because they're in like a nice package or something. But the products are just ass.
It's Old Spice, and it's like. It's like the Old Spice that they sweep up off the floor. It's not even the like good Old Spice.
Such a travel size Old Spice.
Like they have everything in there. It's everything. They have like the fucking Lysol gift socks. Box. It's like the clam. Everything comes in a clamshell. I don't need it in the clam. They have the clamshell aisle. I couldn't find chapstick in there to save my fucking life today. But they did have the clamshell of like Miss Meyer's hand soap, which is actually a good soap. So I'm not
it's
know why
soap.
I'm not, I don't know. I'm not, I don't, I didn't mean to bring Miss Myers into this. I'm sorry. It's a good soap. I use the soap all the time. So I'm going to back off. I'm going to shut my fucking yap because I just stepped in.
I fucking
time.
Talk too much.
I
need to shut the fuck up.
I need to shut the fuck up. That's my problem. The Mist do 520 euros of 15,000 euros. The Mist do shower. Seems like there's some engineering that went into this as well, but I'm not interested in changing my shower routine in any substantial way. You know what? I also don't want the rain shower head either. I don't want the rain
the
over
one
the
that
top.
Has like beans in it or whatever it is.
I don't want that. I don't want the body jets that are shooting me in the belly while I'm in there.
I'm in and out. I don't deserve to enjoy it. Okay.
That's right.
I mean, it's, I don't need to enjoy every aspect of my life.
No.
It's, I mean,
or increasingly any of it, really.
Any of it. So just stop trying. I appreciate it. I appreciate what y'all are doing, but just stop.
That's me when I open up all of my Old Spice clamshells on Christmas Eve. Next one we got for you, Mike. This one's called the Meme Ball. Of course, just the fact that I said Meme Ball, you probably already know exactly what it is, but I will play the video just in case. Discover Meme in the Balls.
Discover Meme Ball.
Now, this is one funny character here.
Okay. There's a snow on the slope.
Yeah.
There's two people here.
I don't know what's going on. Yeah, this is in the Czech Republic.
Okay.
Okay, look.
Oh, she was pointing to a picture of Jon Snow. That's the snow that she meant.
Damn. Oh, and he made
and now
that.
Now they're doing the rage faces and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, he locked his keys in his apartment? I don't know how that would happen, unless their locks are different over there.
Get your favorite meme on, like, a little crystal ball.
Yeah.
What this is. There's Nyan Cat. Is that how you say it?
I do not know how you say it, Mike.
It's obnoxious. Obnoxious video.
The Nyan Cat is, like, flying around and, like, actually causing, like, a lot of problems.
We have guns over here. They don't have them in the Czech Republic. That shit would not fly over here.
Try that shit again, Nyan Cat. Oh, she put him in a
cube. She captured it in a cube.
Yeah.
Man, that's so pathetic.
That's really bad. Okay, so fundamentally, and I'm going to go ahead and mute this insane saxophone music now.
Yeah, we don't really need to hear
it. We don't need to hear that at all. It is very funny. He's doing the face palm, double face palm, actually, because she got her... nice looking heels. Wow. Nice looking heels and nice looking arch on the foot as well. And the toes were looking very.
She takes care of those feet. Jay.
Yeah. And I wouldn't mind helping her out with that. So the meme ball is a little, it's a little crystal and it can have etched inside of it a shitty picture. So you've got this one's called Dick Butt, right? Isn't that what that one is?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there was the face palm you can have etched in there. That one doesn't work as well because it's not a cartoon. It's like an actual very low resolution photograph. So that one didn't work quite as well. And then there's the base that's lit up with a different color LED. And you slap the cube or ball crystal on top. And of course, then you've got the lit up meme that you can basically look at if you want. And that's
pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Here's the one. This is Boromir. One does not simply put a meme on his desk, is what that one says. So
that's cool.
Making Boromir the fool, basically, because of course there he is
on the desk,
as you can plainly see. Five. Hold on. Hang on. Okay, this actually just fucked me up way worse than I was already fucked up. There are five memes to choose from.
What do you mean? Oh, no, you can't even put your own on there?
What do you mean?
That sucks.
There are five memes? I thought you were saying you can do whatever one you want on here.
Man, that's funny. And you're selling a still from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Copyright police on this guy.
Let's get this guy. Development of the ball. This is going to be a fascinating story. Our first shape was not a ball, but a glass block with our favorite double face palm meme. Yeah. So
that's crazy.
I don't know how they even got to a glass sphere from a glass.
Started thinking outside the box, literally.
Literally, in this case. We ultimately chose a laser method that ensures a fine image rendering and does not cause the glass to become fragile. It actually did not occur to me that the glass could become fragile. Now I'm imagining it exploding on my desk and killing me with shards of Boromir in my face. That's not good. If the Kickstarter is successful, we will buy our own laser. Don't like that. That's maybe one reason not to support this. I don't think these guys need a laser. I don't know how cheap they are, but I don't want this guy to have a laser to do whatever he wants with.
We're not arming the Czech Republic.
Yeah, for sure. Here's a video of how it works. This looks like a tremendous amount of energy being
expressed. Oh my God. What is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 by six glass blocks that they're laser cutting. Man, what a stupid idea, huh?
Oh, and there's the, that wasn't one of the one that's available, is it? The guy who says no?
No. No, I don't think
one's not on here. That one's not on here. Okay. Wow. So, well, at least it's cheap. It's only $84 for the early bird.
Get a fucking life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I'm one to talk, but you got to find something else to do.
I know.
Okay.
I know. I spent a lot of time at Walmart today looking at bad gifts I would not buy. And yet, I did not come home and spend $132 on a meme ball so I could look at the meme whenever I wanted. Also,
how mad would you be if you got this from someone?
I think I'd be really depressed because it means that I didn't make a connection with the person.
You don't know anything about me, dude.
Yeah. My wife likes to bring up this fact. Maybe I've said this before, but in college, and by that point, we had probably been together for
14 years.
Come on. We had probably been together when we were in college for about 5, 6 years or something like that. And one time she came back from, yes, the store. Yes, it actually wasn't Kroger. It was Food City. She came back from Food City with Pop-Tarts. And she said, I got you some Pop-Tarts. And I said, oh, cool. Thanks. And I went and looked at the Pop-Tarts and it was blueberry flavored Pop-Tarts. And I looked at her. I was like,
don't like that.
I was like, I've never eaten a blueberry. Yeah. When have you ever seen me eat a blueberry Pop-Tart? She's like, I thought you liked blueberry Pop-Tarts. And I was like, no, I don't like blueberry Pop-Tarts.
That was the only time in your guys' relationship where you had doubts.
Yeah. I walked out that night. I stayed at a hotel.
Stayed at a hotel.
She likes to bring that up to like poke fun at me.
And when you stayed at a hotel over the Pop-Tarts?
But I genuinely felt like, even though that's silly, I was like, you don't know what I like to eat at all. How do you not know that? Where did you get the idea that I liked blueberry Pop-Tarts?
Yeah, but on the opposite end of that, JF, it's hard to remember stuff sometimes. Coming from a guy who just forgot his mom's birthday a couple days ago, it's hard to remember some stuff. Now I got to get her like something baller in December, you know, be like, I didn't forget. I was saving up. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm such a good person. Shit.
Do you want me to send her the Michael Vick card that you got me for what I assume is my birthday present? I don't know if you got it for me just because I'm telling you now my birthday is coming up. I'm assuming this is my birthday gift. She might like
No,
this.
Man, I'm saving up. I got to get you something.
I'm hoping. I think your birthday is in my calendar so that I won't forget it. And my kid was looking at the calendar and she's like, oh, Mike's birthday is coming up. Mike's birthday is coming That's up. So I was like, nice. Yeah, we gotta get Mike something good for his birthday. What's it gonna be? You know, so
it better not be crap or I'll be upset.
I've still got this box of blueberry Pop-Tarts I'm thinking about sending your way. Hopefully that's a flavor you like. Just in case anyone's wondering, I like the unfrosted brown sugar cinnamon Pop-Tarts. I don't think they've made them in about 15 years. And
Wait,
I haven't.
Unfrosted?
I don't like the frosting. I mean, it's okay, but I prefer the unfrosted.
You know, they make a brown sugar Pop-Tart with double the frosting on it. I saw it one time in the store, never got it. Always Wait, wondered what it would be like.
On top or inside? Double
on top.
Filling? Double frosting?
On top. Yeah, on top. Double frosting.
The amount of frosting on there is already quite generous, I would say.
I know. It's just like eating candy, which is why I wanted it so bad.
Well, today, so while I was at Walmart, another reason I was there is because I was like, Stefan has been saying we should do like a gift exchange, like Canadian stuff and American stuff, like send him some weird candies and stuff. I grabbed a few things.
You don't want anything from up there.
No, I'll pass. But I thought.
Sometimes on Discord, I'll look over at Dan's screen to see if the joke about Canada or something hit.
Nothing.
No reaction from Dan. You know?
Didn't hear that one. Sorry. I was looking at the message you sent me on Discord. So.
Oh, did I send one?
That's okay,
right, so
Dan.
So it's my own fault.
Dan, thank you for being you. Rock on, dude.
Rock on.
So I was going to send Stefan some stuff. And I was like, you know what? Walmart has all of the absolute most disgusting flavors of shit that you could ever want.
Yeah.
And I didn't even go. I went down the aisle where all the gross shit is, and the Oreos weren't even in there. Which is actually scary. It's like that scene in The Thing where they go over to the other camp and they see the big block of ice that's been broken out of, and they're like, "Wait, that's scary." But it's also not even there. So like, where is it? So I don't know.
It's right behind you.
The big fucking bag of like lemon poppy seed Oreos is like right behind me, ready to bite my head off. But they didn't, so I didn't have the Oreos, but I did get some other shit. I got him Fruit Loop flavored Pop-Tarts to send, which
Fruit
is
Loop Pop-Tarts.
I mean, so nasty. It was such a gross way to spend $3.60 on a 12 or 18 pack of these fucking nasty. I will never, ever eat. The Fruit Loop. And I can't send him the whole box. It's going to cost an arm and a leg to send him that many.
You're going to send him a whole box of Pop-Tarts?
Well, I don't know. What am I going to do? I don't know what I'm going to do. Give him to the food pantry?
You're going to send
16.
Him one Pop-Tart?
Well, what is it? What does he want that many Fruit Loop Pop-Tarts for?
That's true. Go put it in the bin, the Salvation Army bin. Shove it in the little can
know.
They have.
But see, then the Salvation Army, they're bad. They're not that good. So it's like, I don't want to benefit them with the Pop-Tarts either. So I don't know. You can't win, and that's capitalism for you. Meme Ball, did we say how much? 261, is that what I said?
Of what? 7,000 pounds.
Hold up. What's no. Up? This was at 261 pounds when we put this on the dock.
Yeah.
It's now at 1,116 of 7,000 pounds. What the fuck just happened? Who just backed this at a huge level? How did this happen?
I just backed it, JF. I'm sorry.
You just dropped a grip on here.
I didn't know it would show up. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that's the meme ball, however much it has. Congratulations. Mike, what's your last one?
I got something called Revo Roulette Party Shot Pouring Robot. I feel like we already did this one.
I looked because I have the distinct memory of a shot pouring robot.
Didn't we do this?
I could not find it. The only thing I found when I looked for shots or like roulette in our past, and maybe somebody will remember what our other projects were, but the only one I could remember was the money shot. Back in February of 2019, which is This was an adult-themed game of Russian roulette where we did this? Yeah, where you put your face into the little TV hole and there's a dildo that will squirt cum on you.
I can't believe we did this. A multiplayer called The Money Shot, an adult-themed game of Russian roulette. You will get wet.
Yeah, so here's this guy talking about...
We did this?
Yeah, well, this was on the show, I mean, 2.5 years ago. And then you like draw these cards and then you have to push the button.
God. The fucking base. Oh my God, bro.
Oh, maybe that rocks. It's piss, not cum. Sorry.
The two play a game. They go through it and take turns, turn the dial. And when it eventually goes off, a predetermined thing, it does this.
So.
Now, I'm not going to say this is going to change the world, but.
He's right. He's right. And the best part about that goal, that game, I think, is the goal of $265,000 for this, the pee squirting penis.
The children's game with the squirting dildo on it.
So that's the only one I could find. But you're right. We've done something like the Revo roulette before, yeah. but it was not this particular project. I don't think.
Who fucking knows? I was just amazed that we covered that. I had no memory of it whatsoever. So
oh shit!
Knows?
Hold up. Maybe we did. I'm looking on the history now. The Revo Roulette. I'm seeing it in this guy's history. We maybe did this already. It came up earlier this year.
Oh shit! This has never happened before.
Well, let's just talk about it again. Who cares? It's a rerun this week, gang. What do you want?
We're gonna hear it.
It's not
We're
in
gonna
the
hear it.
It's not in the documents, so I don't know. I don't know. Maybe
here it is, episode 230. I just found it.
Okay. Hang on, Mike. Hang on just a second.
The Revo Roulette. I think it's the Revo Roulette.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
A shot pouring robot with 8 games for up to 6 players. Enjoy the light show and become the centerpiece on any night out.
So basically what this is, it's like a little tray that can hold 6 plastic shot glasses, right? And there's a motorized arm that has LEDs and it can shoot around. I guess you plug the booze somewhere in the back. But it says there's games. Now, what? I don't know what the games would be or do.
Maybe it's Russian roulette. It spins around and you have to take a shot if it stops on it.
So here's some of the games. You tell me. There's standard mode or race mode. And here are the games. Catch the rat, chain, odd one out. Reaction, sequence, snap, spin the bottle, and whack-a-mole. And all of that has to do with drinking a shot of, like, Rumple Mints or whatever. Yeah. Whatever people like to take shots of. So, okay, here's the game of, let's say, I want to know what Catch the Rat is. Catch the Rat. A light, this is from 1 to 3 players, a light moving erratically around the board is the rat. Players must click their button if their well is lit to catch the rat. The first player to catch 5 rats has a drink poured. Alternatively, the loser's drink. So basically, whether you think drinking is good or bad, you can play this game. Makes no difference. Almost like you could just drink the drink and not have to deal with all this nonsense.
Setting this shit up on the table and falling over. Pay attention to the rules. Pay attention to the rules. It's your turn. It's your turn. Turn around. I'm fucking trying to get somebody's attention and shit. I don't know why I brought all this stuff. I'm going home.
Unpacking your little aluminum case you keep the Revo roulette in and placing it in there. This looks like a bottle of Smirnoff, Mike. Okay, there goes the straw into it. That's where it sucks the booze up from. And yeah, and it's very, I cannot tell you how slowly it's turning around and pouring the booze.
I think they might have sped it up a little bit.
I think they did, yeah.
But the shot glasses are so tiny, right? I mean, it's got to be an ounce, I guess, at least.
They're not even sitting in there flat. So you're supposed to put your finger over the cup and push the whole cup down, which pushes the lit LED button down.
Yeah.
That sucks so bad.
This is awesome. It's very small on your table. Oh, okay. So
revolution.
It's not like even like tank. It's not even like a contained solution, right? It's not like a thing where it's not like a thing where you dump a bottle of vodka in it. You plug a hose to the back of it.
Yeah.
and the hose or tube goes in down into a bottle of alcohol that you put on the table. And, like they, and you also have to plug it in.
Like you're siphoning gas is basically what it is. And look, the fucking cup. Look at how the cup doesn't sit in the thing. That's driving me fucking crazy.
Yeah,
the
cups go in.
They go in crooked.
That's crap.
Because you couldn't find a flat LED button. You had to do one that has like a convex shape to it. That's exactly what I want.
It probably works with a shot glass, the bottom of a shot glass, maybe. But maybe the plastic cups that they.
Maybe you're right.
No, it wouldn't even work because they're not that curved. You know,
they're not. A lot of them. They're mostly flat. Yeah, but look at how close the liquid is to spilling out of the top of the fucking thing. Plus, the way it works is over the shitty the Wi-Fi connection where you have to set up like an access point. That's the worst. Just make it work over Bluetooth. We don't want to do the access point Wi-Fi. It sucks. It's unreliable. You fucking set it up, and then your phone says, you're not connected to the internet right now. Yeah, no shit. I'm connected to my shot glass. What the fuck? I don't want
to go. I have to connect it to the 2.4 gigahertz.
Stupid.
I got to run two fucking wirelesses in my house?
I know.
What is this crap?
What is this crapola? Mode, standard. When a shot glass is placed in a well with the button clicked, it will automatically be filled. That's awesome. That's called going to the bar.
Just lift up the bottle and I mean, you know, I understand. I get it. All right. It's fun to hang out with your friends. I get it. But it's not for me.
Yeah. Obviously, don't want that. I do think that even people who are I've had a few. Catch the Rat. I played Catch the Rat, I'll admit it. even people who are excited about playing a drinking game, I don't think they want devices, do they? Has that changed since we've been doing it?
No.
I feel like at most it was a deck of cards, and even then that was dispensed with fairly early on in the evening.
Yeah. You're not going to be like, I mean, the ping pong stuff, beer pong, it's like,
right.
That's already. And then you got to learn some drinking game rules and stuff. Now we're pushing it.
Yeah.
And you can't be introducing electronics into this.
Uh-uh.
Fucking drunk people.
Yeah.
Fuck this. Who fucking cares? Let's go to the fucking bar, dude.
Yeah. I don't get what this is about. Not for me. Not aimed at me. That's fine. But a lot of people out there are interested in it. 615 pounds pledged of 2,000 pounds. 16 backers. 36 days to go. $43 is gonna get you the Revo Roulette. And that's the early bird price. It goes all the way up to 59 buckaroonies. Of course, if you're a Revo Roulette collector, you're going to want to drop $665. You get the prototype. You get three versions of it. You get four of the cleaning powders. Oh, that's right. You got to clean the hose out when you're done taking your Southern Comfort shots. 48 shot cups. Yeah, who knows where you'd ever get that.
Baby.
A signed certificate and 1 ounce of 925 silver. I don't know why you would want to. Don't send me silver. I'm trying to drink. I don't want silver. You ever do Southern Comfort, Mike? Do you ever do that one?
Oh, yeah.
That was a good one, huh? That was pretty good.
Crazy times.
I'm not interested in going back to the world of drink, but I do sort of miss the going to the liquor store. And being like, what?
Of course you do.
What should I get today? What's new? You know,
I don't really drink anymore, JF. Do you know that?
The young man's game.
Off the sauce. Yeah, I can't do it. I physically can't do it, or I would be doing it right now. Right. No,
you can't find the key. They've locked away the booze. You can't find it.
I had a little blueberry gin drink the other night. It was good, but
yeah,
I don't fuck with it usually. Can't do it. Can't be drinking a whole bottle of something, you know,
or no,
30 beers and staying up all night and posting on the computer. Can't be doing that anymore.
Those days are gone for sure. Is there ever a time where I might like a nice $12 cocktail that someone else made for me and I don't really have to pronounce it even? Yeah, maybe I could see maybe doing that. But as far as like, I mean, the thrill of you telling me all about that guy, Popcorn Sutton, and how he loved moonshine so much he killed himself rather than go to jail for making it. And then I walk into the liquor store and there's some popcorn Sutton moonshine in cherry flavor right there I can buy. And I go, oh, well, I remember that guy from when Mike was telling me about him. Just grab that and put that in the old cart, the small carts that they have at the liquor store, which are still way too big for you to be buying that much booze. God in heaven, the guy who's using that thing regularly, Jesus Christ. You got to, I don't know, you got to do something else. You got to do,
Sometimes you buy a lot, you know, to store it. Keep it.
Okay.
Because it's a combo beer and liquor store, you're buying a 12-pack of beer and maybe a bottle of gin.
Okay, but they didn't have those in Tennessee until very recently, Mike. So, don't know what you're talking about. Maybe you're not really off the sauce, like you said. I don't think people know that Tennessee used to have such absurd liquor laws. And still, I mean, they're still not. I mean, I don't think they're that sensible. They're still,
I mean... what is it here? You can't buy liquor on Sunday. Is it still like that? Or you couldn't buy wine in Kroger or something like that until recently?
So wine in grocery stores is really, really new. There is still no liquor in grocery stores. I know in some places you can buy liquor in a grocery store. You could not buy, liquor stores were mandated to be closed on Sundays. So the best you could do is buy beer.
Funny. People go to church on Sunday. Why would a liquor store be?
Right.
This makes sense.
Moron. So this happened to us so many times. we would be, my wife would run to the store on a Sunday. I'd be like, I'm excited for the games that are coming up. And she would try to go buy some beer. And they'd be like, sorry, it's 11:45.
Well, it also happened to us in Atlanta also when we went there with the Doughboys. We stayed up. We were there past midnight or something. We were going karaoke's bar and something.
BYOB.
And it was like, everything's BYOB. It's like, what the fuck is this? It's like entering another fucking dimension.
It's really weird. It's really weird what you have to do down here. Yeah.
What if I just wait like 3 hours, I can buy alcohol? It's like
my buddy okay, worked at a liquor store when we were in high school, and you had to have a special permit, I think, to do that. And he worked. I think he could only work. I want to say he could only work in the beer side because it was one building, but there were two separate doors because one side was the liquor side and the other side was the beer side.
Yeah.
And so like when all those high gravity energy drink beers came out, the ones that were 8% were sold on one side and the 5.5% ones were sold on the other side. Also, you couldn't sell mixers and shit in the same place as you sold the booze. So if you were starting from scratch and wanted to make fucking margaritas or whatever, you would go and you'd buy the tequila at the liquor store. And then you'd have to go to a grocery store or convenience That's store cool. or something to get lime juice.
Stimulate the economy. Spread it around a little bit, you know?
Very strange setup that we have around here. Blue laws. Anyway.
That's what God wants. God is pleased with this.
Yep.
Having the beer on one side and the liquor on the other side.
God's standing on the beer side going like, wait, is there liquor in here? No, I can't see it. I mean, I can see through the... I see that there's a window there, but it's sort of opaque and there's like some paper on it. Okay.
That's fine.
But yeah, luckily we got religion out of the legal system here in the South, so it should be no problem moving forward. Last project of the day, gang. It's called My Teacher Farted, a children's book. Let's check this out.
School can be exciting, challenging, and nerve-wracking, but is it supposed to be smelly? This charm will take you
good on question.
It's like you wrote it.
I know.
Kindergarten, where he encountered several awkward situations. Gus and his classmates hilariously learned to navigate feelings of embarrassment and shame, all thanks to one down-to-earth teacher and many, many farts.
I don't know.
Hi, I'm Dina Dronin, and I'm the author of My Teacher Farted. I want to write a book that parents dreaded reading to their children.
You did.
Counselor, I wanted to make sure my book had a meaningful message.
Oh, so it's not the counselor farted?
Yes, it was the
army. It's the teacher, huh?
Really yeah. wanted to write about farts.
God.
My name is Ashley Jensen. I am a biology teacher.
Ooh, she farted. Mom. And she's the one that farted.
She's the one that farted.
Did she just admit
Ashley it? Ashley and I met in 2006.
She just admitted it!
To Iraq. And we stayed friends ever since. In fact, now we even work together. I work as a school counselor, and she works as a biology teacher at the same school.
We hope you'll support our dream of turning a fart into a work of art.
Love it. Deanna has worked as a school counselor and case manager since 2012. She served in Iraq with the Minnesota Army National Guard, and it was through that experience that she discovered her love and need for writing. After being featured on the cover of Area Woman magazine,
what?
In February 2017, she realized her ability to reach a larger audience with meaningful work.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Look, if you want to go from being in the military to turning yourself into a productive member of society, I think that's fine. But my teacher farted is kind of an insane premise. If you read to your kids, you know that you've got certain books where it's like, I don't want to read this book because it's making me do too many mouth noises. Wow, this is the Boom Zap Pow book. Even though I love
when you read that stuff to me, even though it's my favorite.
Mike's face lights up when we open up the book where he can
pull. You're such a good storyteller.
Okay, Mike, now I'm gonna let you pull down this tab and see what happens. Oh my god, the butterfly's wings.
Where'd the caterpillar go?
Those are so exciting.
He turned into a butterfly, Mike.
He did. He really did. Isn't that cool? Scratching your head. I don't know. I don't get it.
What? 3 days later, how the fuck did he fucking do it? He was a caterpillar. Then he was something else. What happened?
Talking to the liquor store clerk with your cart full of SoCo, going, you don't understand.
Have you ever read this book?
Oh, Lord have mercy.
I did that the other day. I went to the oil change place.
Yeah.
When they didn't have the oil that I need.
Right.
And I was trying to strike up a conversation with this guy who was just not interested at all. It's embarrassing. I was like, yeah, I just went to the car place and messed my radio up. Check it out. And he's like, yeah, I don't know anything about that. I'm like, yeah, motherfucker, I'm not asking you to fucking fix it. I'm commiserating an experience with you. I'm sharing something with you that happened in my life, you piece of shit.
That's so good.
Yeah, I don't know, man. You're gonna have to take that to a mechanic. No fucking shit. I already knew that.
Yeah, that is I did have that experience as well recently. I was trying to get an appointment for my kid, and the receptionist who was answering the phone, who must answer a lot of phone calls. I don't like the pressure of saying, what do you want? Well, what I want is an appointment. So we can start there. I would like an appointment. So that's where we have to start. And so I'm explaining the problem in depth. Like, this is what's going on with my kid. I was wondering if maybe you had any openings. If you had anything anytime soon, that would be great. I actually don't know if you guys even handle this kind of thing there. And by the way, I do have insurance. So I would need to make sure you guys are in my network and all that. And then she's just like, okay.
Yeah. Like, what is your name?
Okay, sir. I don't know. And I was like, I know that was like a lot to throw at you, but also you asked me, number one. And who else am I supposed to? What?
Yeah, you're the guy. I'm supposed to talk to you, motherfucker.
I know it sucks, but it's like, that is what you are supposed to handle. I don't know the stuff. Do you want to switch places? Like, I'll just come over there, but I can't, you know, whatever. People don't want to work anymore, and it's too bad.
The opposite end of the spectrum is them going, this fucking guy talked to me. I don't want to be your fucking friend. What are you talking to me about your fucking radio for?
I know.
What are you telling me all your kids' problems for? I guess she was at work, so she had to.
Yeah. That was like sort of.
But I was on topic, maybe.
If it were me, I would spend every opportunity absolutely roasting anyone who called in for any reason while I was like.
Yeah.
Sitting there like looking at
the only
at my
joy
posts.
You get as a retail employee that's, is making fun of the
that's their right that's what they get yeah. to do they get to laugh at us when you know, we get one banana
that.
Yeah
you know that going in. Yeah. Hey it's me yep I'm you're gonna be talking about this one in your group DMs for a
I'm
while
so sorry to ask you this but where is the stuff that's in the store that
where's
I need to buy
the groceries here. Where's your guys's groceries, man? You are not gonna believe this guy who came out
Oh, they're all like they're just sitting there like polishing their guns as they hear another tale about someone who needed help in the store. God. Yep, that's us. Anyways, my teacher farted. Even though that's super embarrassing to the teacher. Yeah, let's get a lot of laughs out of that. $496 pledged of $6,300, 12 backers. 24 days to go. That is My Teacher Farted. That is the future of children's literature.
I'm ordering one.
Are you really going to get one?
Yeah.
Well, you better do it now before it ends up on the Biden banned book list. There's only so many books they're allowed to teach in school. This is probably not going to be the first one they kick out of there. Mike, that's it for the six pack. It's almost it for the show, but we've got time for one more segment. It's called That's Where You Come In.
You're going to want to contact Rockets. You're going to want to talk to Mike and JF. You're going to want to call 802-359-PISS. Send them something at their mailing address. 544 West Main Street, 209 Gallatin, Tennessee 37066. They got a Gmail. It's the name of the ship. Twitter's at your Kickstarter, and that's it. You're going to want to contact YKS. You're going to want to let them know you exist. Leave a little message for Mike and JF. YKS bot on Instagram for grill pics.
All right, gang. It's time for That's Where You Come In. Send us those emails. We love them so much, and we don't make fun of you behind your back when you send them in, even though we asked you to.
Even though we said most people do that, we don't do that. Eric writes, hey, guys, I know it's well established that 99% of what's said on the show is the dumbest shit imaginable. Again, we're pretty smart, too.
Did not know that you guys thought that. Yeah, okay.
But the bit about Venmo scams actually helped me out the other day. A total stranger sent me $1,200 and within minutes sent a request for the same amount claiming a mistake. Previously, this wouldn't have registered on my radar and I'd have sent the money back and been burned, but I just listened to the premium episode, You're Getting Scammed, and immediately knew somebody was trying to punk me. So right away, I knew not to send in my credit card number, which is 4567-0040-2238-1191 with an expiration date of 11/24 and a CVV of 289.
Oh, no.
And it didn't matter what he said. I'd never let slip that my social security number 7119800029 includes my birth date 7/11/98. And if he wants my driver's license number, let's just say he's going to have to come on down to my home address of 55 North Barkington Way, Everton, Kansas, 78616. Just wanted to say thanks for saving me from getting scammed and for finally making the Patreon worth the price of admission. P.S. Blood type O negative. Why do you put that on here? Not relevant.
I don't know. I think he really wants us to steal all his information. Eric! Oh, yeah. By the way, sometimes we edit the emails and put stupid shit in them and then read them, and then it's like you said it. Sorry, Eric.
Hey, guys. So, last episode, during the ad read, timestamp is 22:06. You thought you were real slick with that little edit there. You're trying to give the promo code away, and obviously you fucked it up. But it's fine. I forgive you. I'm pretty good. Pretty seamless, but too bad I'm smart. Like the show. Goodbye.
I don't know what that guy's talking about. YKS20. 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 YKS20.